The new atheists aren't too fond of religion.
I want to see religion die. I mean, I despise all religion.
It's black and white. I don't have to think about this anymore. It's just a matter of faith. Ooh. And this, and we honor that. We say, oh, it's a matter of faith. I think we have to stop honoring people for stopping thinking.
I've said, I think that all religions are wrong in the same way, in that they privilege faith over reason. But at the moment, it's very clear to me that the most toxic form that religion takes is the Islamic form.
So my rather strident criticism of religion is really a product of very recent events. I mean, in my case, it's September 11th, 2001. The rather obvious liability of religious certainty was made extraordinarily clear on that day. I mean, we were having people flying planes into our buildings for explicitly religious reasons.
Richard, Dan, Christopher, and Sam are doing Muslims a favor. Yes, they are doing us a favor. They're doing us a favor because they're giving us the opportunity to show that our religion is based on clear evidence. Our religion is rational. They're also doing us a favor because they're giving us an opportunity to follow and demonstrate the warmth, the gentleness, the genuine concern of our Prophet, God bless him and give him peace. Because people didn't just tell the Prophet that he was a bad person. They didn't just tell him that his religion was bad. They tried to kill him. And when his enemies struck him on his face and he was bleeding, he wiped away the blood from his face and he prayed and he said, "Oh God, forgive my people because they don't know." Strangers came to him and they grabbed him by the collar and they told him he was mean. And he turned around and he gave them a big, big generous smile and he gave them gifts. The Prophet didn't see his enemies as his enemies. He saw them as potential friends. And that's why after two decades, his victory over his enemies was not the victory on the battlefield. His victory was the victory he won in their hearts. By the end of his mission, virtually every single person who fought him, virtually every single person who was watching on the sidelines, they all loved him and they followed him. You know, when I read the life of the Prophet, God bless him and give him peace, when I read the Quran, what stands out is that the Prophet was the one who was rational and his enemies weren't. And the Prophet was the one who was moral and his enemies weren't. Things aren't like that anymore. In our conversations with atheists, we're not rational and we certainly don't seem moral. Richard, Dan, Christopher, and Sam, they're asking us to change that. Now I'm going to show you what the new atheists sound like if you listen to them with love in your heart. If you place that love in your heart for them, then you'll find that you no longer feel insulted. You'll find that your aggressiveness disappears. You'll find that you don't want to defeat them or to humiliate them in a public debate. But what you want is to sit down in a private conversation with them as a friend and to listen to them to really understand what they're trying to say. If you do that, then you'll find that they're trying to say two things. The first thing you'll hear them say is that religious belief is dangerously irrational. Maybe you've heard them say that before, but this time, because you're listening with love and concern for them in your hearts, you won't hear it as an insult, but you'll hear it as an argument. And you'll find that their argument looks like this. They're saying that religious belief in gods, angels, life after death is unscientific, it lacks evidence, and it's like believing in fairy tales. This makes religious belief irrational. But they're not just saying that religious belief is irrational. They're saying that it's dangerously irrational. And they base this on the observation of religious people, particularly Muslims. They find that when these religious people are confronted with rational arguments that demonstrate that their beliefs are baseless, they feel insulted, they rally together, they use constitutional provisions for the protection of religious freedom and for the protection of religious minorities. They use these constitutional provisions to silence the new atheist arguments. And they're saying that that's dangerous Because when religious people do that, they are using constitutional provisions for the protection of human freedoms. They're using those provisions to deny the atheists their constitutional right to think freely and to express the conclusions of their rational arguments with freedom. Guys, if what they're saying is right, if our belief really is irrational, and if we really are using political means to silence rational opposition to an irrational belief, then they have a point. The second thing that you'll hear them say is that all religions, particularly Islam, are dangerously immoral. Keep that love in your heart. I want you to listen carefully. Don't take it as an insult. We want to hear their argument. Their argument goes like this. They say that religion is a social construct that was invented by cruel people hundreds of years ago. And these cruel people, they positioned themselves as religious authorities, and then they used religion to tell people, you must do this and you cannot do this. And at all times, they told the people, you must venerate the symbols of religion and you must give deference to religious authority, meaning themselves. Those cruel people, they used religion to make people obey them. They told people that if they didn't do exactly what they told them to do, then God, who was on their side, would punish them forever in the hellfire in life after death. They psychologically intimidated people to prevent them from using their minds to see what's right and from using their hearts to do what's right. When the psychological intimidation didn't work, they resorted to harm, they resorted to violence, they resorted to torture, they even resorted to murder. Now, historically, many religions and many religious people have done just that. And if for the last 1,400 years, Muslims and Islam have been doing this, then they're right. We have to be able to follow the example of the Prophet, God bless him and give him peace. We have to be able to respond to the new atheists with calmness, with reason, with a smile on our face, and with love for them in our hearts. These two arguments summarize the entire New Atheist project. It's all about showing through argument that religion is dangerously irrational and that it's dangerously immoral. You now understand their arguments. I think you can see that if you don't engage them rationally, and instead if you feel insulted, if you get angry, aggressive, if you simply label the new atheists as Islamophobes, then you are justifying their arguments. You are showing them that you are incapable of engaging them at a rational level, and you are confirming their fears and suspicions that you want to silence them by intimidation. I'm going to be showing you in the coming episodes how to respond to these arguments by looking at particular offshoots of these arguments, and there are many offshoots. In the next episode, I'm going to tell you why belief in God is not like believing in a fairy tale. Stay tuned, and in the meantime, go hug an atheist.